and not just me personally, but apparently those TSA people can't read because when we were doing Lost out here, there isn't a film lab in Hawaii that can process. Shipment, do not open. Right. They opened it and exposed, and a great deal, a great wailing and gnashing of teeth was heard in the executive producer's office.
The bottom line is when you go into court, these judges and the higher level prosecutors, the lower level ones, are dumber than a damn rock. They have no clue. They're not educated enough, I guess. I don't know where they teach them to do this. They're very good in making a statement and then making an off-point statement in return. They're very good, and I'm going to show you how they do it today. In Rappert's case, it's just a great example of this. It was done from day one that Judd Senek was bound determined he was going to convict Richard Rappert, no matter what he did. But unfortunately, there's a bunch of stuff that they couldn't deal with. So, and we're not even close to being done because we've found a way now into the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And the first case has been filed into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals from a United States District Court. So we're going to see where this all ends up, because that's the only two courts, the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. I got several cases that we're going to be dealing with in the United States District Court that has never been done. These things are just amazing. It's never been done before. How can you be a citizen of the United States? And somebody's persistent here and calling while I'm on the show. How can you have a diversity of citizenship with a citizen of the United States that is not organic? Nobody has ever adjudicated it against a citizen of one of the several states. Why? Can't believe this stuff. When you actually start getting down to the factual part of these things, based on what's really going on. And I posted to the email list for the IRS list. I didn't put it anywhere else. So, by the way, if you want on the IRS list, it's $250 postal money order. You get the briefs and stuff that I'm working on. Some of them are sent, are a thing. I still got the one on the mandamus that I promised people, and the only reason why I haven't is I've just been busy because I wanted to get the transcript. And then I got to write up a story to go along with it, because there's so much happened in Rappert's case that we've already foundationally established in Robert Morgan's out of South Dakota, John Thornton's out of Minnesota, Curtis Lyson out of the Fourth Circuit out of North Carolina, the Himes out of Fairbanks up in Alaska, Jack Kyle out of Texas. There's so many of these, if I've left them out, it's not intentionally, that we have been learning, or I've been learning, how to understand we get beat. I know they're corrupt. I mean, we don't need to prove that. We know Obama and Hillary is corrupt beyond belief. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, just literally. And I have learned that. And especially the latest one that I had with a Russell Gerst, which is a very sharp guy that I work with in another thing, which I'm not going to bring that up because it would just sully what I'm working with him on another issue. But he's a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. And there's no way to reach him. So you just have to move on. That's just a fact. And I did in a reply brief here, which I'm going to read because it's an on-point thing. First time I've ever used it in a reply brief. And the reason why I looked this up is because of dealing with him, is to establish the principle of a liar. And it's about four, five, six paragraphs. It's well worth the foundation of the truth shall set you free out of the Bible. And it's the foundation of lying or liars. And I've expanded it to include, it's John 8, 31 through 47. And this here therein is these people that support liars. There's no reasoning with them. Jesus said, therefore, to the Judeans who had not believed him, if you establish yourselves in my doctrine, you will, in reality, be my disciples, and you will recognize the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What a novel idea. we are the offspring of Abraham. They answered him, and have never at any time been enslaved to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be set free? I will tell you plainly, replied Jesus, that whoever sins is a slave of sin. The slave does not constantly stay with the family. The son stays permanently. If therefore the son shall set you at liberty, you will be free in reality. I am aware that you are the offspring of Abraham, yet you plot to murder me, because my thought has not a place in you. What I have seen with the Father, I declare. What you have learned from your father, you also do. They retorted and said to him, our father is Abraham. If you were children of Abraham, Jesus remarked, you would continue the works of Abraham. But now you plot to murder me, a man who has told you the truth, which he learned from God. Abraham did not do so. You do the works of your own father. We were not born of fornication, they answered him. We have the same father, God. If God were your father, Jesus said to them, you would respect me, for I came from God and am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not comprehend my language? Because you will not listen to my message. You are from your father, the devil. It is your desire to practice the lust of your father. He was himself a murderer from the first and stands not by the truth, because there is no truth in him. Oops, I hit the thing here and went down the wrong page here. Went to Darrowwood down. You are from your father the devil, and it is your desire to practice the lust of your father. He was himself a murderer from the first and stands not by the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks falsehood, he speaks in his own way, for he is a liar and the father of such. Because I speak the truth, however, you will not believe me. Who among you can convict me of wrong? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is attracted by God listens to the thoughts of God, and for this reason you do not listen, because you are not in harmony with God. There we go. Father of a liar. Hillary, confirmed liar by listening to Trey Gowdy's testimony of the FBI director under oath. Did she tell the truth here? No. Did she tell the truth here? Did she tell the truth here? No. Obama. There's Obamacare. You can keep your own doctor and have your own medical. Yeah, right. 30-some times. That is a confirmed liar. And if you support a liar, then your father is the devil. Simple logic. And the other part is the truth shall set you free. But you will not listen because you do not comprehend my language. We're speaking two different languages here. Isn't that amazing? Does that sound familiar? Argue if you've ever tried to carry on any sort of a discussion. You can't have a discussion like I did with Russell, because I got him into a corner with that and laying the premise of a liar is of the devil. And then that confirming that Hillary is a liar. And you know what the response was? This is what they always do. They always redirect it to the messenger. Trey Gowdy is a fraud. But wait, what's that got to do with what we just did? These are proven, incontrovertible facts. And I don't waste my time with these people. I just don't, because there's nothing to be gained. Their minds are not open to the truth. I don't know why. It amazes me, because some of the people that I know are quite intellectual. I don't know. I'm just thoroughly puzzled by that, but it definitely happens, and you just have to move on. Anyway, getting down to some of the things, I'm amazed at what Trump has accomplished in 1 week. And the question arises, what in the holy heck has Obama and our Congress been doing for 8 years? He's done more in less than in 7 days to get our life, liberty, and property back for the American people, American citizens, citizens of the several states, citizens of the United States of America, than Congress and Obama and the Bushes did, and Clintons, in all of their time. It's amazing. And boy, I'm telling you, drain the swamp is a mild understatement. He is walking in the valley of the shadow of death, man, because every place there's somebody out trying to do him. And just like this sanctuary cities, it's a law of the United States. It's a law of the United States. Do we get around and ignore laws of the United States? Yes or no? That's the question. Do we or not? What gives? Just like the mayor of Miami. Well, we're not going to not be a sanctuary city anymore. We're going to abide by the law. Who? The laws of the United States. What power? If everybody said, "Well, wait a minute, I got picked up for speeding, and I don't think it applies. This is a sanctuary. The law doesn't apply to me." Of course, we know that it's nonsense because of what they're doing, but that's still beside the point. We either have laws of the United States, we have laws of the several states, or we don't. And when you start doing discretionary based on my race, I saw where the NAACP is coming out against voter fraud. Why would any sane person not want to know if there's voter fraud? Which we absolutely, there's no doubt in California that the illegals get a driver's license and then they can vote. Is that really hard for the basic logic of anybody over an IQ of 80 or 100? Sheesh. Unbelievable. I can't make this stuff up. It's so far-fetched. Literally, I don't know. I sit and scratch my head. I don't understand how it could be. Anybody that has got anything. But these people that are so filled with hatred. They're working under Soros for money to protest, which is not it's actually illegal to do what they're doing. It's not treason. I'm going to look up define treason here, because treason has been defined in what they're doing, these people. That's why I was glad to see that the people that were picked up and arrested in D.C., a lot of them are maybe facing up to 10 years to 25 years in jail. Those are felonies. We got to get law and order back. If we have no law and order, what are we doing? And these sanctuary cities, just like L.A., come out and said, we're going to have a fund to support criminal illegals to stay in L.A. Criminal illegals. They've been convicted of a freaking crime, and they're going to have a fund to make sure they don't ship them out of this country. Are these people in California? I don't know what they're drinking out there. It can't be just smoking marijuana. It's got to be something. There's got to be something way else. They have lost total freaking logic. Back in just a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back, and what is treason? What is treason? This was adjudicated a long, long time ago, and the case is Ex Parte Bollman, B-O-L-L-M-A-N, Supreme Court, 1807. 8 U.S. 75 on page 127. The stated opinion of this court to be that if a body of people conspire and mediate an insurrection to resist or oppose the execution of any statute of the United States by force, they are not only guilty of a high misdemeanor, semicolon, but if they proceed to carry out such intention into execution by force, that they are guilty of treason of levying war, and the quantum of the force employed, the amount of force, neither lessens nor increases the crime, whether by 100, by 1,000, it is wholly immaterial. The court of the opinion continued, Judge Chase, on this occasion, that a combination of conspiracy to levy war against the United States is not treason unless combined with an attempt to carry out such combination of conspiracy into execution. Some actual force or violence must be used in pursuance of such design to levy war. But it is altogether immaterial whether the force used is sufficient to effectuate the object. Any force connected with the intention will constitute the crime of levying war. And I give it to you, what are these people doing out there that are using force to overthrow the laws of the United States? The immigration laws. These mayors are guilty of treason. They are telling their people to use force and allow these criminals to be out of jail. Not only that, they want to fund them, like in L.A. I can't make this stuff up. But what is wrong with these people? These people would get around and sink their own ship and go down with it and not figure out why the ship is sinking. Islam is not a religion. It is a culture. Trump has the right idea. Put them back in their areas over there in their country in safe zones, and then repatriate them when the war is over. Why are they here? Why does he give Christians more preference than Islam? Because the Christians come over. Guess what? That's what founded our country. Not the Jews, not Buddhists, not Islam, Christians. And the Christians will assimilate into our country. Muslims will not, as a rule. The majority, absolute majority of them have no intention. They still hold to the fact that Islam, Allah, Sharia law is the supreme law above the Constitution, above everything else. They have no right to be here. They have a right to exist in their country. I could care less. If they want to cut out the clitoris of the vaginas of women over there and behead their people and treat their women like dogs, that's their problem. It's not my business. It's the business of those people over there to get in and fight and change it. If they want to change it, if that's what they want to do, then God help them. Go for it. God and Allah are not the same thing. It irritates me to the heck. When you have our God in the Christianity, you have the Messiah, not Muhammad. Totally different. It's blasphemy. They can't be here. That's just a fact. Anyway, it's an amazing time to be alive. And Trump is, and then his speech I thought was just absolutely spectacular, his inaugural speech, and the people should have been dancing in the streets. I am handing back your government to you, we, the people. And all of these people that have been empowered, it's institutionalized, this overthrow of our republic, boy, are they screaming to the bloody murderer. It's always about racist. Well, go to hell, racist. What have I done that's racist? We have laws or we don't. And if some people don't like those laws, then go wherever the hell you want to go, because that's what those people are facing. Not going to be a Muslim state.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back here and I got a caller, then we're going to get into some amazing material again that if we do not understand it, this is how we lose and why we lose. Ed and Dallas, you got a question or comment?
Yes, Ralph, I was just going to say to all the people that are listening and you too, that the president is going to have to start using his powers that he truly has. You know, this deal with the federal court that has shot down his executive order here recently.
No, it did not. That's not true. It did not shoot it down. It only addressed a very small part of it being the visa part, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah, it's temporary. It's not permanent. It's temporary.
But it only addresses one small element of it, the green card, the visa people. It doesn't address any of the rest of it. Go ahead.
Right. But what I was going to say is these sanctuary cities that he's having a hard time with, or anyone else that he's having a hard time with in the states, since they are a created creature of the State Department, they are corporations created by the State Department, he has power to do just about anything he wants to do. As a matter of fact, he can threaten to pull their corporate charter if necessary in order to get things done. And so he has a lot of power over all these corporations. Remember, the United States government is the creator of these corporations.
Well, I would disagree with you there because the authority and the jurisdiction of a corporation is created, its domicile is created under the laws of wherever it is. These are created under the laws of one of the several states, and so he really can't go after that. But what he can do, is these guys are accepting benefits, and if they don't accept, if they choose not to do it, they have to pay back not only the benefits they're losing, but all the benefits from the time one that they did it. That's number one. Number two, he is deputizing some of the police departments, which there are a few of them in existence, to where they have to obey the laws of the United States. And he can deputize, he can, I don't know the technical side of it, but he can make these cops obey, go out and obey the law, the laws of the United States, so they can be prosecuted, okay?
Oh, sure, absolutely, no doubt about that. He's got full power over them now. Since everything is a corporation these days, then he has power over them, and they know nothing they can do about it. And Hale versus Hinkle is the case that says that the corporation cannot refuse or stand against the suit of the state. So they're under the gun. He's got power over them one way or the other. So, yeah, he's got lots of options.
He does. So let's just stand by and see what happens, because they will capitulate, right? Because these are laws that are codified. And they will surrender. But you have to understand. Well, I don't ask you, but we have to understand that this corruption. This I don't want to do this because I don't feel like it, because it's racist, it's feely good, it's politically correct, and all this other freaking damn nonsense. We've got to get back to a rule of law under the laws of the United States and the laws of the several states.
And that's what we should have done that a long time ago. We shouldn't have allowed it to go as far as it is now. We needed to go back to the organic states and not allow all these cities and stuff to become incorporated, because it messed up everything.
Well, we've been lied to. I was lied to. I've been lied to. Everybody's been lied to. They're not teaching us the law. They're lying to us. And so now this is coming out, and we're seeing all these people that are basically liars. They're working for their own benefit for money, and they've sold their soul to the devil. Well, okay, they're coming out, so let's flush them. And it's going to take a while. We just got to be patient.
Yeah, he's going to have to. What the ACLU is doing is they're forcing him to peel the issue up the ladder, and all it is just a throwing a wrench in the gears tactic to slow him down. But it won't stop him, because on appeal he'll win the case.
He's going to win. But I say that what that judge did over there, happens to be an Obama appointee. He just happened to be under Senator Schumer, a traitor, Democratic traitor.
Right.
That's said, oh, we gotta allow all the Muslims in here. Really? Okay, well, why the hell don't you just move over to Iraq and you'll be happy? Or Islam.
Exactly.
Or, get the hell out of our country, piece of garbage, anyway. So. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's just all I had to say.
Okay, all right. Okay, I want to get down to, first of all, so few people understand in reality, our republic has been overthrown everywhere, and it's the core issue of this is because the citizens of the several citizens of the United States is a statutory creation of Congress, and the 17th Amendment that gave the power to those statutory citizens of the United States. I can prove this now. So, if we don't have a standing in the Constitution in any contract, then obviously we don't have to have anybody in there that's doing anything, then, do we? Because they've never agreed to do anything. And I'm looking here. I want to get into, first of all, the EPA, because Senator Sullivan out of Alaska understands the headless fourth branch of government, because I got him cornered over here in Palmer in an open meeting, and we had a meeting about 5 to 7 minutes, him and I talking about something that nobody in the room had a clue about. He understood it, but he has done absolutely nothing in D.C. to head off the EPA. And he knows what the problem is. There is a template from those people in Texas and 25 states on the major issue that would shut down every federal agency. Why doesn't somebody do it? I just had talking to a friend up here that got a public pretender and a traffic citation, and this person is a brand new straight out of the chute and wanted to file some stuff, and she got a warning. Go file this and you have a no job. So people do not understand that the attorneys are operating in a rigged system, and they have to stay within the boundaries of the rigged system. They can't step over into the real stuff that would expose what's going on. I had an experience personally with an attorney when I was down in Missouri with some people talking to an attorney out of Texas. can't remember his damn name now. I'm terrible on names. Told him about this, explained this to him, and he said, I can't do that because if I did, he said, there's one of two things. They'd either disbar me or kill me. They're not going to go there. So it's up to us, we the people, to get around and... Why don't people understand what's really going on? Well, guess what? The reason why they don't understand is because we've never been taught. Now, Congress uses two sets of books for regulations. Two sets they use. One of them is called the Federal Administrative Procedure Sourcebook. I bought the dang thing. And it's 1,034 pages. I think I had to give $150 or something for it. It was a ridiculous price. So I scanned it, OCR'd it. I loved OCR'ing stuff, or scanning, because then I can word search and find very quickly what's going on. Chrysler V. Brown is not even mentioned in this thing except for... Isn't that amazing? It's not even in there, actually. Chrysler V. Brown. In this book. That is the premier Supreme Court decision on legislative rules on the headless fourth branch of government of what has to happen. Not even in the book. Now, if they're using that book, how are they going to know? So now, if you go to the other one, which I got to get up here, is Lubbers. That's the other book that they use, which I have. And by the way, anybody that's on the if you have Skype, I will send you these two books. You have to have Skype because they're way too big for or email stuff. So and the other one is Lubbers. And I was looking and seeing they have all these EPA regulations. You just put them in, and we got to do it. We're all bound by it. And I'm thinking, is there anybody out there that why doesn't anybody have a clue what the hell is going on in Congress? Why is that? So I went to this one, and let's see. It's called A General Guide to Federal Agency Rulemaking, 4th Edition. Jeffrey Lubbers. And let's see, what year was this thing put out? Designed by the ABA Publishing Company, 2006. So it's 11 years old. So does anybody really understand the headless fourth branch of government, how it works? Very few people. And if you've turned to my show before, Amy Bunk, I owe her a great congratulatory thing because she helped me with a couple of things, how to read the stuff. Because once you see it, it's like anything else. If somebody helps you understand it, that's why we have schools. And she explained to me how to read some of the CFR nonsense that we've got out there. What we do not understand, let me get to 1946. We are the citizens of the United States, which I'm going to get into. That'll be the next hour. I'm going to get into the words and how they, if you've seen the rabbit come out of the top hat, how they do it in court. And why, unless you get transcripts, you have no clue, unless you have some beginning, some background to it, and why it is so difficult. If a person tells one lie, you have to be extremely intelligent to be able to debunk just one word. Tremendous amount of wealth of knowledge to debunk just, and this is why it makes it so difficult, because these judges, which I'm going to get to eventually here in Rappert's case, once you see it, it's glaring. But anyway, getting back to the basics, what the problem is. Agencies, I don't think anybody could disagree that these agencies are totally out of control. And they made the Administrative Procedures Act because of the federal, the headless fourth branch of government, FDR, in 1937. Let me just take this very quickly. March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover, on his last thing out of office, repealed 1,006 statutes. He gutted our republic. March 4th, 1933, FDR started the regulatory, the officially the National Recovery Administration, where the executive orders and the administrative orders were law, says so. I got it black and white. No doubt about it. He did like about 676 or something like that executive orders from 1933 to 1935. There was way over, I think it was 2,000, almost 3,000 orders, administrative orders. And of course, in the Federal Register Act, the President of the United States, a federal agency means the President of the United States. He's an agency, just like the IRS, like Federal Reserve, all these different ones. People won't believe this stuff. Because it's the problem is what we think we know is not so. And this is why one of the first things we have to understand. And we have to understand what the game is. The first thing is that this is out of the congressional record, which I've talked about before. After a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the individual citizen, what's individual? I'll go get to that next hour. There are about three steps that must be taken. First, the bureaus for business, by the way, have charge of enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute that we passed. Rulemaking, we call it. Isn't it amazing? It doesn't apply to who? Citizens of the United States. They have to pass rules and regulations. That's why we have the Federal Register, where they publish it, and most people don't know how to read it. How would they know? Second, there must be some procedure whereby the individual citizen who has some contact with the law can be brought before a bureau in the case adjudicated. And finally, there must be some procedure whereby the individual may appeal to the courts from the action taken by the bureau. So how does that work? And then they go on to say, guess what? The review bill does not give a court review in any case where the review is now precluded by statute. So Congress gets around and says, oh, by the way, we're going to rule you citizens of the United States. But there may not be any remedy because, see, it's a benefit. Babcock case, many Supreme Court cases. How many people know this? How many people know how the system works? Can you articulate it? Can you explain it to somebody else? There's just a couple of things. This congressional record is one of them that's required. This is what Texas did down there. The judge down there in Texas did down there, him and 25 other states. What Congress did, 1946, officially handed our republic, which doesn't exist, technically it exists, but the people have chosen to abandon it by their signature, which we're going to get into next hour in Rupert's case, to an agency. Rulemaking. This is a 60 Stat 237 through 234, 1946. Rule means the whole or any part of an agency statement. Statement now. Of general or particular applicability and future effect, designed to what? Implement, interpret, and prescribe law. What does that just mean? Implement. That's what the executive does. That's what we got Trump up there for. We got somebody that's going to implement the laws of the United States. What a novel idea. Wow. Been missing for a long, long time. Interpret. We haven't got to the real courts, constitutional courts, because they don't exist except the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the United States, because everybody is deemed to be a citizen of the United States. Talk about next hour. Prescribed law. Prescribed law is not enact law, but it's prescribed law for the fiction, citizen of the United States. All three branches that we're taught traditionally exist in separation of powers were given to agencies. People that we don't have a clue who in the heck they are. They're not accountable to anybody. That's why FDR came out the headless fourth branch of government. What good does it do to shoot an IRS agent? Shoot 10 of them, shoot 100 of them. They don't do anything. They just replace them with bored and zombies, so it's irrelevant. You're weighing in the wind.
To have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I want to briefly, a little bit of time before we go, what does it take to make, in the, and I'm going to be a little bit of lubbers because we're not going to get time to read it all, but to give an overview, first of all, what is required for the headless fourth branch of government, this shadow government, for citizens of the United States, statutorily created. Every statutorily created entity is under the wings of he who creates it. Corporations, partnerships, trusts, you name it. Business people know this. We don't. And I'm going to tell you the next hour how they do it and why we lose. But you need to get transcripts, because unless you are very familiar with this, they lie their things off, and they can take like a one word, and you got to have a whole bunch of background be able to debunk it and get a foundation to stop it. So what is this? Just a brief overview. These agencies are required, these agencies, under the Administrative Procedures Act that was made for subsidy rules, something that has the force and effect over the citizens of the United States, to implement prescribe law, and execute this stuff. To put it all, it's all three flavors, to be able to do all three branches of government. For the fiction, number one, they have to publish it, so anytime you find a regulation, and a CFR is Code of Federal Regulation, CFR, so any statute that they're using, you got to look for the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations that are under it. They have to exist. They will be there. Then you have to go into that Code of Federal Regulation and go to the we got dropped there somewhere. I don't know what happened there. So then the next step is you have to go to the bottom, to the Federal Register, because they have to publish everything in the Federal Register as required by statutory law. They have to put it in there. 1 CFR 21.43 is the most important one, but it's 40, 41, and 43. They must publish it in the Federal Register. And you must go then into the Federal Register, and they only go back to 1995 on the Internet, of course, because the people out here are, it makes it very difficult unless you know what you're doing, how to find this stuff. Then you look for the 553, 5 USC 553, to see if it says substantive regulations. If 553B is not there, it's not a substantive reg. They're just making smoke and mirrors. It's called an interpretive reg. Or it could be procedure, but it's interpretive reg. They're just doing it because this is what they want to have done, their interpretation. It has no force to effect of law, binds not anybody, not even the citizen of the United States. They have to do this in a proposed rule. They have to allow you to comment. Sometimes they will allow people to comment, but if without 553, it goes nowhere. And it has to have a statutory authority, which is under 1 CFR 21.43. That's 1 CFR 21.43, which we're going to talk about in Lubbers. I'm going to read it next hour before I get into the other, because Lubbers has got a good explanation of this. Then they have to come back and they have to do a final rule. They have to address all the comments. They don't have to address it with us constitutional. They just have to address them. Yada, 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 right? Then they have to put in 553B again. Then they get around, and they're supposed to have 30 days before it's and it comes into effect to give us notice, 30 days. So, of course, everybody gets up every day and checks the Federal Register and see if there's something coming down in 30 days. Then they have the Congressional Overview Act, which they put in after the fact, to where Congress has 6 months. Back in a minute.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.